In this episode, I'll take you on a car ride to our next Wirebuzz video shoot, but this time, I'm the client.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery, brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hey-o. All right, this is going to be a fun episode. I actually plug in a Shure mic into my iPhone, and we have a conversation about the shoot that we're on our way to execute. And then after the shoot, we talk about what we did and how it went and all of that. But I really wanted to bring you inside the drive and break down the gear that we're going to use, what our goals are, and how we're going to use this video to convince and convert at faster rates. Now, this video is going to be used on the ToddHartley.com speaker site. You know, for many of you that have been listening to this podcast, I am a professional keynote speaker. And this video that we're creating is for that speaker highlight reel that event planners and speaking agents look at when they book me to come in and educate their audience on the power of video and how to use it for their business. And some months ago, we've been filming all my speeches that I gave in 2017. And we noticed that there was a gap of where I wanted to take that speech and some of the content that I already had in the can. So the Wirebuzz team and I, we detailed out the elements that we needed to capture, and we went out and rented a concert hall, like a theater, several thousand seats. And we rented out the minimum amount of time that you can use that space, 3 hours. And we had about 7 scenes we needed to capture in a variety of different outfits. And so we knew that our team had prepared for it. When we got on location, we were going to execute, right? We had a shot list and we knew everything on that shot list and the script. And I memorized the script because we get in that door, game time, right? So come along, listen to our conversation from inside the car as Dale Krupla, the Wirebuzz director of video production, and I go through the steps as we're about to arrive at the theater, driving through Phoenix and Scottsdale, and then join us after the initial conversation, because we're going to give you some details that happened after the shoot. We record the conversation from after the shoot back to the office, where late night we dropped off the remaining gear, okay? And on the show notes page for this episode, wirebuzz.com/134, you'll get to see photos that were taken from that shoot. Now, the sizzle reel, I don't imagine to be completed in time for this episode, but you can always go and check toddhartley.com and look for the video. There's one up there right now, but it's not my 2018 version, but it'll be up there soon. And you'll probably see it pop up on social and all those good places where I like to share information. All right, sit back, enjoy the conversation of Dale and Todd getting ready to go in for the shoot. But you should know, it's not the greatest audio quality in the conversation that we go to the shoot, to the theater. There's a little audio glitch there. After the shoot, no audio glitch. All right, all clean. Little iPhone hiccup along the way. I apologize in advance. You know that when you're running and gunning, sometimes quality isn't the most important thing. That's why they call it run and gun and not quality and fun, right? Or something dumb like that. But thank you, sit back. Great conversation. Dale and I breaking down what we're going to accomplish once we get into the theater. And I hope you can learn from it. I know you will. All right. All right. Well, I'd like to take a moment. Thank you for joining us on the latest episode of the podcast. If it sounds a little bit different, well, we are inside of my car. I'm driving right now. We being me and Krupla for Wirebuzz, our director of production. Hey, Dale.
Hello. Good afternoon.
So Dale and I are headed right now across town to an auditorium that we have rented for the afternoon. We are doing an afternoon shoot where we are going to do an update on the Todd Hartley keynote speaker highlight sizzle reel that speaking agents look at before they hire us to come out and do our magic from the stage. And in 2018, we're expecting to speak some 40 times throughout the year about the attention economy
and using the power of video and the stories that make your business remarkable to be able to move people, large numbers of people, through your sales process with the least amount of effort possible. And the reason is 82% of buyers don't want to talk to a salesperson until they're ready to make a purchase decision. So as you know, as a frequent listener to this podcast, you got to make it easy for people to go through your sales process so they pick up the phone and want to talk to a salesperson and buy, right? So Dale and I are going to break down what we're actually going to do today for the Todd Hartley Serial. This is a reel. And Dale, I think the first place to start would be to give people a good overview on the prep work that we did in what would classically be called pre-production, right?
Absolutely. Pre-production process, we all opened with strategy marketing first, and our very talented in-house strategy and marketing nerd, as Todd calls them, Marcus, really put together a fantastic script with the team that we had in-house. And once we have the script, we moved to the storyboarding process, looking at the assets that we had of Todd really speaking to everything we want to speak to in this reel. And then we said that we needed to create some assets. So using one of our talented and wonderful producers, Christina, she got it all together in a script and storyboard pamphlet, which we will have on set today that we will be shooting the assets that we are shooting today off of. Once all that pre-production is kind of done, we put together a production team, which we're rolling with a production team of 3 today, choose our shots that match our scripting, working with Todd, as he is technically the client, even though he's the CEO of the shoot, and plan to effectively make sure that it happens.
The way you said it, it's perfect. But the way you said it is kind of like the Air Club brand.
Was I selling it too much?
No. You're like, well, not only is he the CEO, but he's also a client.
Well, it's true. Today you are.
Today I am a client. And it's interesting to me because this is the longest script that I had the opportunity to have marinate in my brain. Mm-hmm. This script started maybe 4 or 5 months ago. We originally took all the assets, many of which you have filmed, of me speaking, and we grabbed all of those elements and we pulled together, and I think you edited it.
Yes, absolutely.
Which was like a rough draft of our scenario.
I would say about 2 to 2.5 minutes. And then once Marcus kind of got his head around the idea and what we were truly looking to execute with the strategy and marketing, the script went into the rewrite process and the revisions, and we came up with what we're going to shoot today, which is just a testament to the team at Wirebuzz and making sure that we get everything right before the messaging goes out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had like maybe 90% of it complete. But as you've been listening to this podcast, our evolution's really, really quick. And we've been evolving at warp speed, seeing the industry change tremendously and recognizing there were a couple of elements, maybe like 6 pieces of video content, that if we had these elements of me speaking from a stage with confidence, talking about certain topics, that we would actually be doing ourselves a huge favor by already adjusting the keynote sizzle reel for those new speaking elements. So today is the day.
Today is the day.
And we're on our way right now inside the car. Dale's going to tell you in a moment what we've got behind us. By the way, you should know that we're recording this off my iPhone with a Shure mic that plugs in to the phone jack. And like a true Los Angelino, I've got a cell phone in one hand, my knee driving the steering wheel, and the other hand is just moving around with emphasis as I'm talking.
That's right. You're really gesticulating to the point to emphasize them to yourself.
Yeah, because when I was in LA, I was in so much traffic in LA that I know how to drive with a knee with reasonable confidence. And before Dale breaks down all the items that are in the car to kind of give you a high-level overview on some of the gear that we're bringing in for all of you camera nerds that are listening, and I know you're out there, don't say you aren't. But the way I prepare today is the way I would advise clients to prepare, and clients rarely prepare to this level. The reason is we got 3 hours. So in a 3-hour window in this gorgeous theater, how can we accelerate the production time, accelerate what we're going to be creating and really decrease the amount of time on set? Because as the business owner, I know that with all these people with me today in this expensive theater, it's going to get expensive quick and I need to get in and knock down my business. So I made sure that I went through the script last night, and when the family went to bed, I went to work and I started memorizing each one of the maybe 7 blocks, and each one roughly about a minute long, where I get to drop mad wisdom into this keynote speech. And so I've got them in my head. We've also got them in a teleprompter that's going to be a couple rows deep that I can look to as if I'm eyeballing somebody and connecting with somebody in row 3 or 4. And so with that said, know that I'm prepared to probably about 90%, not talking myself. I'm talking myself down, not up. And then Dale's now going to break down, if you could, Dale, the items that we have inside the vehicle.
Absolutely. And just to your point, Todd, really quickly, I know it's going to sound counterintuitive because when you think of video, you think of heightened creativity, but on the day is not the time for creativity. All of the creativity goes into pre-production. Todd, like he said, the production on the day, the storyboards and the scripting that we mentioned, and the production day is all about execution. And to speak to his note on clients being in the right headspace when they walk into that production day, us ensuring that they're getting exactly what they want. All of that work is done on the front end of the project, and on the day is all about execution.
They've already signed off on what's going to be captured. And when we come out on location, like Dale and his crew are going to come out today, I've already signed off on what we're going to do. All we have to do now is execute. And that's the fun part.
Absolutely. And the tools that we have behind us in Todd's car, as he mentioned earlier, on the day, we have our favorite camera, the Ursa Mini, which we're going to be shooting our interviews with. Our go-to cameras are the GH5s because they shoot in 4K, which for you video nerds, if you are listening, if you set up an interview with two GH5s, you're really kind of getting four angles, because by the time that you shrink that down to 1920 by 1080, which is web and broadcast quality, you can really kind of move around that frame. That's as nerdy as I get, I'll promise.
Punch in, punch out, and it looks like each camera has two different angles because of the 4K quality.
That's right. And that's another thing that Wirebuzz offers, not only in our interview setups, but also in our B-roll, is that 4K quality, which gives the client a lot of leeway and notes, and us in post-production, the tools that our editors need to execute. We have a professional we're going to be using. I'm excited today because we're going to be shooting in a theater, which is wonderful. The lights are going to be very theatrical, but we have brought our typical 3-point interview lighting system to make sure Todd looks his absolute best. We have some diffusion to shoot that through to make it look very nice and soft, and professional audio, which we will be putting a lavalier mic on him on stage, and then also a shotgun mic. Todd, what are we laughing?
I'm laughing that we're doing this podcast episode into my cell phone with a Shure mic plugged into it, which is going to be pretty nice quality, but it would never be the quality that we would put into a client video. I'm fine 100%. Cutting corners on my stuff, especially when we're running and gunning. But with a client, it's a whole different ballgame.
That's right. You got to know your audience and you have to know your deliverable. So that's everything that we have behind us. I mean, outside of stands and the stuff that it takes to hold the lights in place and the camera in place, tripods, things of this nature, bongo ties go a long way, cables and extension cords. But yeah, that's what we're rocking with today. We actually just pulled in.
We pulled right into the theater. Now I'm going to try to navigate my way into the loading dock. And I'm going to say bye for now. We'll give you an update after the shoot so you can get, you know, after every shoot, we do a pre and post mortem where we break down what we did well, what we didn't do well, what we should do better next time, because we're all about learning and polishing as we go. And so we're going to pull up right now into the loading dock. I'm going to say bye for now. We'll talk in a few moments. All right. So we just finished the shoot. We're now in the car. And we're going to get out of this theater area. We're going to wave to the Robert guy who helped us. Thank you, Robert. Party on. Look, candidly, if you want a good way to say goodbye to people, just say party on. It works in almost every setting. All right. So Dale is here with me. And Dale, will you do a recap on what we just accomplished?
Absolutely. So we started off shooting Todd backstage, doing some B-roll for you camera nerds out there. We shot that at 60 frames per second to go over his interview portion of the evening, which we shot last. So we kind of bookended our presentation from the house, wide shoot of Todd doing his presentation and speech, with a B-roll shoot at the top, him prepping, and then an interview shoot at the end. And I think it went very, very well. We managed to achieve two separate looks as if it were two separate speeches, and the interview looked like a masterclass. It looked fantastic.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. You know, one of the things that we mentioned earlier was how I committed to memorizing my script, right? Which wasn't easy. And when I got there, even though I had committed it and I could do it all on my own, once I had all these other things that I was thinking about where my feet needed to stand, it was hard for me to stay on script. So I knew in my head I could flow at about maybe 70% of it. And what we did in advance, which I think Dale worked out beautifully, mm-hmm. and is we put a teleprompter about five rows deep and we moved the spot of the teleprompter throughout the shoot. So I could stop on my eyes and fix it on the teleprompter, but you wouldn't have known from the camera. In fact, from the camera view, you just thought I was having a deep eye interaction with somebody in the audience.
Like you were connecting with an audience member.
And yeah.
Todd, with his years of speaking experience, knows you make a point in one area and then move the attention and the next point to the next area. That second area just happened to be the teleprompter, and nobody will be any of the wiser in the cut, yeah, except for you faithful listeners.
Yeah. So whenever I thought that I was about to run out of my, you know, my confidence in where the script was going, I'd go back visually to the place. And as I was talking, I kind of speed read through the prompter and then go, okay, that's where we're going. And I'd pull away, I'd look somewhere else, and I'd keep going until I felt like I was going to lose my track again. And I think that's a good way of kind of fudging your, mm-hmm, your path.
Absolutely. Yeah. It all worked out really, really well.
Now, during this, Dale said to me, I want you to do this part again, but this time I want you to do it with more sincerity. Talk about that, Dale. And why was it important for you to kind of reposition me so I had the right tonality?
Anytime that you're addressing the camera, you just want to imagine it's your favorite human in the entire world. And what you're trying to do is, through the lens, establish that connection. And people will react to people that are talking about something that they're passionate about. And I believe that is directly linked to sincerity. And once I gave Todd that note, we ran it once. It was very sincere. We upped the energy on the next take, and we knew that we had it that time. And I really felt that's when you can have somebody read from a teleprompter and you can have somebody on camera, but somebody with intention and that is sharing knowledge and is passionate and sincere about what they're talking about, that's a different kind of testimonial, and that's a different kind of explainer video, or in this case, a different kind of speaker reel. So,
you know, I've always found, and maybe you had this, maybe you've had this, an experience like this, but both Dale and I have done thousands of videos over our careers. And you know, when you're doing an interview with somebody or you've got somebody on a teleprompter and there's that read where as you're editing in your head, mm-hmm, and you say to yourself, I'm using that one. Like, I already know I'm using that one. Do you get a similar feeling?
Sure. And I mean, a lot of people use the ambiguous word like that felt right.
Yeah.
But once you start to dive inside of it, there's a lot of technical elements that are one of the four superpowers is emotion.
Yeah.
And the emotion is correct. And you are connecting to the message and what the client wants and what they're truly feeling. And that's that. I mean, I think that's the take. And you do, anybody that's on camera or behind a camera, you know when you got the take. You can feel it.
All right, so Dale runs a very tight set. We had, he's laughing. You think I'm critiquing you?
No, I don't. Because it was a tight set today.
It was a very tight set that we ran. And in the 3 hours, we did behind the stage, like Todd getting ready to go out there and wow people footage. And we did Todd hitting his lines. And I hit my lines in two different outfits. So we went all the way through and I crushed it. And then once Dale was like, those all worked. Then I went and switched the outfit. He changed his camera angles and I did it again because we want variety.
Absolutely.
And then they sat me down and had my back to all of the seats. Big theater, impressive, expensive theater. And then I knocked down the open of my video and the close. Mm-hmm. And also we had somebody on set that, oh, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you, without mentioning individual names, because it won't be relevant to the audience, but would you talk about each of the roles that were there?
Sure.
Today?
Yeah, absolutely. And we had a production team of four. We had a photographer that was taking photos that will be used two ways for behind the scene purposes, but also as production on the day photos.
And they were using the 5D Mark III with a 16-35. Okay.
Yeah,
great lens.
Beautiful kit for photography and for videography. We had a director who was on set, who was me, and then we were working directly with the producer, me making sure that the intention was there and that the messaging was correct, the producer making sure that we're sticking to our pre-plan, which none of this day would have existed without, and that we were on schedule and that the right words were there that the strategy and marketing team had so painstakingly crafted for us to execute on today. And then we had a fourth team member who at sometimes was a second camera op and at sometimes was prepping for the next setup. So I knew that I had Todd framed out in the second setup and he was literally while we were shooting that, prepping lights, prepping stands, prepping our Ursa for the next setup to be most effective with our time within the space that we were shooting. So a lot of hats worn by a lot of people, but all pre-planned out and executed very well, I thought.
And so in just 3 hours, we knocked down what we needed to accomplish. We didn't go out of budget. And we also got a ton of still images that I'll be able to push out on social media with a tip or a trick or a toddism that will help people become better, more gifted digital marketers. And, you know, for me, this was really a dream come true shoot. I got to be the client. I got to see my team's professionalism. I watched us run multiple cameras. We even had a gimbal on set. Talk about the gimbal and what you did with it and what type of effect or quality it's going to make the viewers feel.
Sure. We really pride ourselves on the B-roll that we shoot at Wirebuzz. And we started the day with that B-roll of Todd getting started. We actually just had a medical client where the deliverable was just B-roll. So what we had is we had a Ronin Steadicam with the GH5 with an 18 to 35 millimeter lens because it's one of our less heavy lenses. And we shot everything at 60 frames per second, which isn't technically slow-mo, but it is very liquid and very smooth type of digital photography that we're taking, very smooth video. And we started our day, and that was the rig. That was the rig that was working simultaneously with the other rig that we had, the other camera on sticks. So yeah, it was a very good setup, and our camera operator's super talented young man and couldn't have done a better job.
All right, now tomorrow our team's going to get together. We're going to do a postmortem. We're going to talk about the shoot. We're going to talk about what worked and what didn't. And the reason we do this is because that's how you become great. That's how you polish it and perfect and learn from your mistakes or learn from your areas of really expertise and how you can take it to the next level. Some of you over the years on this podcast have heard about Breast Cancer Answers, and our medical director, Dr. Jay Harness, is one of the world's leading breast cancer experts. He's a past president of the American Society of Breast Surgeons, a past president of the International Society of Breast Surgeons, and spends roughly half of his year traveling the world teaching, you know, breast health experts or surgeons how to perform the cutting edge treatments in third world countries and in two world countries, really elevating the level of care. And one day, Dr. Harness and I were on an airplane going somewhere cross country. And you know, when you sit down next to me on an airplane, I'm going to interview you. And so I said to Dr. Harness, when I started running out of questions, I said, "Hey, what does it take, doc, to become one of the world's leading surgeons in a field?" And he said, "Well, we always very candidly, after every surgery, have a postmortem where we break down what we did great, what we could improve on, and what are some areas that we really need to go back and start researching to find out how other people are doing it." Now, the reason I bring this up is because I want you to think about your video content and your marketing that way. In both cases, after every shoot, sit down with your team and without pulling any punches, candidly have a conversation about what we could all do better, and do the same with your content marketing and the strategy, tactics, and execution. And I know my team will do it with me tomorrow. And right now, Dale, where are we?
We're back at the Wirebuzz offices in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
That's right. But it's dark outside because we had a long day of shooting, and Dale and I are left with all the heavy crap to bring upstairs. So we'll say bye for now.
Goodbye for now.
Thanks for joining us on a shoot day with Wirebuzz.
All right. So it was fun bringing you with us in the car as Dale and I did a very cool shoot for the Todd Hartley 2018 speaker reel. And you can go to the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/134. If you want to get access to my most recent webinar, well, I created an on-demand video and I share how to use the power of video to attention hack and accelerate your sales pipeline. Video is the most powerful tool for doing that. Listeners of this podcast can get access to it. And also my most embarrassing story ever that involves me wearing nothing but a blue Speedo. It's totally embarrassing. Wirebuzz.com/Speedo is where you can find this video. It is an essential training if you want to use video for business. Wirebuzz.com/Speedo. And if you want to guarantee that your videos generate a return on investment each and every time, I created a 5-part web-based video mini course for you, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI, like return on investment. All right, so that's the latest information. If this podcast episode was valuable to you, please do me a solid, return the favor. You know, I share this information for free because I know many of you share it with your friends and your colleagues. Please don't hesitate to do me that favor and share it socially. I see it each and every time. I am grateful. I feel abundant when you do that. And I look forward to giving you more information on video marketing mastery, about how you use the power of video to amplify your business or your clients' goals. All right. Peace out. Thanks for joining me. More soon on this podcast.